man show in front of the show, my man, Montana State Bobcats, Danny Sprinkle, 9-3 on the year, the Big Sky leaders right now, 6-0 right now. What's up, brother? How you been?
Hey, been great, man. Been great. Like you said, things are going well. We got to keep getting better, but hey, right now things are pretty good.
Let me ask you, man, we talked about it when you guys had the show the first time this year about the back-to-backs. How has it been actually doing them, this coaching them now? How is your recovery and your guys' recovery coming off those two games now on the weekends, though?
Yeah, it's it's been different. You know, it's kind of fun to see what adjustments other coaches make and some of the adjustments that we've made. And, you know, we're fortunate to where a lot of leagues play like Friday, Saturday. We play Thursday night, and then on Saturday the game basically has to be before noon. And so that way we can still get home that night. And, it's been good. You know, the one thing with Big Sky Conference travel is it can be brutal, you know, when you're flying to Flagstaff or flying to Phoenix, driving 2 hours to Flagstaff, and then after the game, driving back and going to Sacramento to play Sacramento State 2 days later. You know, that's it's harder. So it's a lot easier now, you know, just staying in Flagstaff for 3-4 days, you know, or, you know, next week we have to go down to Ogden, Utah and play a really good Weber State team. So, you know, it's got its pluses and minuses, but, you know, it's kind of par for the course with this COVID deal, and you just got to take games whenever you can get them.
Most definitely, man. And like you said, man, take games wherever you can get them. Because, you know, I saw some games you had canceled on your schedule, and like you got canceled with Montana this weekend. So being flexible is the key this year. As you know, Danny, like, man, it's got to be flexible, man, because, you know, you never know. A test, a false positive, like you would.
Yeah.
Like my man Furman had false positives and got canceled, right? Had to play another school this weekend. So just being flexible with the kids and the staff, man, is paramount to get through this whole weird COVID year we're going through right now.
No doubt. Like, you have to be able to adapt, you know, and coaches, we always talk about that next play mentality a lot. And it's never been more true than this year. You know, you don't know, you can go into practice one day and four starters be out, you know, or you might lose a kid for 2 weeks because of a false positive. And so, you know, you have to be able to adapt, and other guys got to be able to step up. And, you know, the one thing, it's hard. We've all had to adjust, but like you have to just keep putting one foot in front of the other, you know, no matter what happens, good, bad, ugly, like you just got to keep moving. And, and you got to keep a perspective about it, because it is a game. It's an important game, but, you know, there's a lot more serious things going on in this country.
You got that right, man. And like you said, man, looking at your record, like, you know, you play close games, you can win either way. So talk about your team's resolve that, hey, even though you lost two close games, but you won most of them, and that's going to help them as you get down tight February into March, and that's the tournament where it really counts for you guys.
No question. And the best part about that is, you know, after you do it a couple times, the guys, they start developing that belief. You know, they believe that, hey, there's a 3-4 minute chunk in every second half that we got to win, and we can win this game. No matter if we're down 10 or if we're up 5, like, we have to take care of that 4 minute chunk that can win that game. And, you know, our guys, you know, they've been really resilient. We've made plays, we've made shots when we've had to, and, you know, when we have to get a defensive stop, they've done it at the right time, you know. And there's all sorts of plays throughout the game, but, you know, those last 4 minutes, you know, we've done a really good job thus far, you know, of taking care of our business and making the play when it needs to be made.
Yeah, because, you know, right here in my backyard, my Atlanta Hawks doesn't have a problem finishing games.
Yeah.
We've blown 4 leads in the fourth quarter, 12 points or more at home.
I know.
So just seeing your guys be able to correct that is problem, put it in fight, or go against it, I'm like, my Hawks can't do this. Dan's team can do it. My Hawks can't do it.
Hawks, they need those fans in the stands, man. Yeah. It's crazy. But I'll tell you, they want to send Trae Young up here for a little bit, man. We'll get him right. We'll get him right.
Hey, you got a bad ball of yourself and Xavier, man. He's 5'8", your senior guard. Yeah. Tell us about how he's meant to your team, your leading scorer, man, getting the job done both ends of the floor for you guys, man.
Yeah, he's a tough cover. You know, he's really aggressive. He can really score it. And for his size, he's a great finisher. Like, he loves jumping into big guys and finishing right hand, left hand. And, you know, it's kind of a knack that not a lot of little guys have that can finish over bigger guys. You know, and when he's making his three, he's almost impossible to guard because he's so little. And when he gets off ball screens and things like that, you can't hedge him. He's really hard to double team because he's so fast. And when he does get, like, he's creating for other guys. And he's made our team better this year. He's made every other player better. And, you know, we got to keep him going, you know, for us to, you know, continue to be successful. You know, he's still got to continue to play well.
Yeah, not a bad court mate. I mean, man, he's being good. 6'5" guy, man, doing his thing. Yeah. Tell us about his backcourt mate there, man. You got a stud backcourt, which is really important come late February and March there.
Yeah, I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. You know, I mean, he's left-handed. He goes left, and everybody knows he's going left, but he's one of those guys that still gets left. And, you know, he's improving on every other part of his game. His shooting's really improved. He's put the work in. And he's just a tough cover because he's so fast and athletic. And he's got great touch. You know, he's got really good touch. And so whether it's mid-range or finishing around the rim, you know, he's a great free throw shooter too. So when he draws fouls and, you know, he had a big, you know, I think he had 36 against Northern Colorado a couple weeks ago. And, you know, that just kind of shows what type of player he is.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, man, you need those singers that been through it. You know, that helps with that the late game, the second half, where it's tight. They've been through all these situations before. They're not shaken by it. You know, you can call a play and you know that, you know, Xavier Amin's going to do it for you because they've been in your system. You can trust in their older guys. They're going to crack on some pressure of especially not having crowds right now. That helps as well on the road for sure.
Well, exactly. And not just that, like their leadership, you know, their leadership on the bench during games. You know, we're down 10 to Northern Colorado with 10 minutes to go. And I could hear those two talking on the bench. And they were positive. Like, hey, we got this. Like, this is what we have to do to win. And there was never any non-belief. Like, they knew what they had to do to win the game and they went and did it. And it shows their maturity, but it also shows you how important senior leadership is, which you just mentioned.
And you know what, Danny, what's also good is that if you defend, because it's always going to be make or miss, right? You can, if you, as long as you defend, you can get a critical stop, get out on a fast break, get your easy basket, because you're not going to have shots every night, the threes, the mid-range, and not going to have every night. So if you defend with energy and effort and get out on transition, you can still win a game, grind one out if you don't have the bombs going like you usually have the bombs going.
No question. And that's one thing I've tried to do since I got the job here is really that culture of defense and toughness. And like that's, and I show our guys clips after the game. That's how we win games. You know, yeah, offense is pretty and all this and dunks and all that. But at the end of the day, the long rebounds, diving for a 50-50 ball, you know, boxing out at the free throw line every time, not 90% of the time, 100% of the time. And doing those little things, you know, that's what wins games. You know, I mean, you look at all these situations in games all across the country. You know, every night you watch college basketball, a lot of these games come down to the last 3 minutes and who's going to do the little things, who's going to, you know, make the defensive stop and come down and execute, you know, or get to stop and get out and transition and get an and one. That's what wins the games for people. And that's, you know, what we need to continue to do. And we still have a lot of room to get better at it too.
You also got a post player, Jabril, there, man. That head cat's on the boards doing his thing, man. So you got a big three. You got two guards in the front court, man, that anchor your defense back there, man. Tell us about that young man, how he's helping your defense as well, and with rebounding, getting you guys out in transition there.
Yeah, two of the games, you know, we were very fortunate to win was because of his defense. You know, the last 8-10 minutes of the game, you know, he was – the only time we were getting stops is he was blocking shots. And – you know, and getting big rebounds. And so he's been tremendous. Now he's been in foul trouble a couple times in league. He's got to get more disciplined. He's got to get better, you know, knowing how to play with one foul in the first half so he doesn't get two, you know, or getting a third or a fourth in the second half. And so, you know, he's still young and kind of new to the game and he's improving, but he's been, I wouldn't trade him. You know, he's been tremendous, like you said, on the boards and all that. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
Because you know what, Danny, it reminds me of what the Hawks were before we got Clint Capella. You know, we just give him all kind of boards, man. a free run to the glass. Okay, you get your layup. So I like that you have an anchor back there that can actually stop. You know, if somebody misses an assignment, gets to be on the back or something, you got somebody right there waiting on them, like we had with Clint Capella now. So I see some parallels between your team and my Hawks right in my backyard. Oh, wow. I see some parallels there.
Yeah, now the problem is sometimes the guards know Jabril's back there, so they don't guard the way they're supposed to guard, and they just let their guy go. That's when I have a problem with the guards. And I'm like, no, you need to take it easy on the big fella back here. I need you to guard your guy and keep him in front, you know, I know you got the big fella back here, but I need you to do your job too. You know, don't put so much pressure on him, you know, because that's how sometimes how he gets in foul trouble too. And so, but yeah, no, I mean, we've been doing a pretty good job defensively. You know, we've been fortunate at times. Some teams have missed shots, and but that's the game of basketball. And, you know, we need to continue to get better offensively and defensively if we want to finish the season the way we want to.
And the good thing about it is you only played 9 games, and it's February, pretty much on Monday. It's February. So you still haven't reached your peak yet, and you really want to peak come March in tournament time. So I know you're the record's great right now, but you're building towards March for sure.
No question. And that's what's kind of fun about this year is, like, we have so many newcomers that are still trying to fit in. And every game, somebody different steps up, you know, whether it's a freshman or a transfer. And so, you know, now it's the more they play, the more comfortable they are at this level. And I think this team is just going to keep getting better and better and better. But like you mentioned, you know, our big three, like, we need them to play well every game. You know, we need Xavier, Amon, and Jabril to play well. And then those other pieces to kind of fill in the gaps where, whether it's knocking down 2 or 3 threes or making energy plays or being the ball mover screener. And you know, that's what makes championship teams.
It's good because, you know, you have guys who know that if you get rolling tonight, you'll still go with them. You know, if they have the right piece that night, I'm going to roll with you. So that's good about your team, because I noticed looking at your stats and some of the tape of your team, like, yeah, you can go as a different guy each night that's not your big three and see what they got for you. Yeah, you have your starters, of course. You kind of rotate that fifth one to a degree. So it depends on who the matchup is and what we got going. You'll play tonight. So always be ready and stay ready, because I might need you tonight.
Well, no, exactly. And it holds those guys accountable. They know they have to bring energy and effort defensively first, you know, because that's who we are. And then their offense will take care of itself. And, you know, when they're not taking care of their business in any of those aspects, they know there's competition at their spot where somebody else can come in. And so it kind of lights a fire under everybody else to the point where it's making them better, you know, because of the competition that we have.
And having newcomers, that's going to help you down the road too, because they get thrown at fire this year, man. So next year, like, okay, I can still got my big fella coming back next year for sure. And I got these guys who are going to be here as well. So Big Sky, we coming for you, baby.
Exactly. And so, yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, this league is, you know, I've told you before, I think it's the most underrated conference in the country. You know, I mean, you look at, you know, schools, Weber State, Eastern Washington, Northern Colorado, and some of the success that they've had in postseason tournaments, and just, you know, Damian Lillard, Rodney Stuckey, like some of the pros that have come out of this league, like, you know, it's a tremendous league. And then when you have to travel to some of these home court advantages, especially when there's fans, I mean, it's hard to win on the road, man, and especially, you know, how well coached these teams are.
Most definitely, man, because Randy Ray's a legend in the conference, man. He's been there for a long time, man. And
he's been there too long, man. He needs to come up here, man. Just come retire up here and hang out in Bozeman. I'll take him fishing or whatever he likes to do.
Oh, yeah, man. And you know what, man? I tell you what, bro. Like, I see it, man, because I say, man, your games are always close in that league. And there are rarely a few blowouts. If it's a blowout, this game is going to be tight as all get out. So,
exactly.
And it's like, you know, now, let me ask you about your team. Playing these back-to-backs, how they respond on that last night? Because, you know, if they beat a team, they don't give you your best shot. So how is your players responding to guys coming at them hard in that first half, knowing they got beat the first night there?
Yeah, there's been a couple of the games, you know, because, like, it's a Saturday, and it's usually a game at noon. So, I mean, it's a morning game where you don't do shoot-around. And, you know, a couple of the games we've been a little sleepy-eyed, you know, for the first 5-6 minutes of it. And, you know, once they kind of wake up, you know, and I got to probably do a better job preparing them for it somehow, because we got to get off to better starts on those Saturday games. But, you know, we've been able to take care of business, thank goodness. But it is a different deal when, you know, whatever team wins on Thursday night, you know, I mean, you're getting a wounded dog on that Saturday that's hungry, you know, and you got to play even better, especially when it's on the road. But, you know, and it's just like I mentioned, you know, it's fun to see some of the adjustments people make, and, you know, if they go more zone or they double the post, whatever it is, you know, and you got to be able to adjust on the fly, which I think it's made me a better coach, and I know it's helped our staff become better coaches too.
Interesting for us with the Hawks is that, you know, Coach Pierce holds stuff back on night one, intentionally holds stuff back on night one. So night two comes, oh, whoa. They get hit so like the wind said coming. And but a lot of times if we win night one, we're down by 15 in the first quarter. hit us in the mouth. It came out like gangbusters. So I know your guys are getting used to that mentality, because when you lose at night one, you're coming out like a gangbuster night two and go ready to get in your butt and make you realize we're here tonight. So seeing that your guys are getting used to it, man, it's fun to watch it, because I see it in the NBA every night with the Hawks covering them. But it's like, yeah, seeing your college kids getting used to this, who want to play the NBA level, it's what you got to deal with when you play back to backs, especially saying the same team at that.
No question. And like I said, it's hard. And that day in between, you know, it's different from a mentality standpoint. Because if you win, everybody's kind of in a better mood, you know. Oh, yeah. But you know, you lose on that first night, that Friday is not a pleasant day, especially if you're stuck in a hotel all day. And and like you said, that's why some team, they come out like gangbusters on Saturday. And so, you know, it's something where you have to, you know, that's where senior leadership comes in and maturity comes in. And you know, knowing that, hey, this is what we have to do to win the game on Saturday.
No doubt, man. So let me ask you this, man. So looking at your recruiting class coming up, so how's it been? Yeah, I've talked about Zoom recruiting, how you're using it right now. So how's it been with the dead period going to April? And that's probably get your class for 22 on Zoom as well, probably now, looking like it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been hard. You know, we actually had four juniors committed last year at this time. And so we signed all them in the fall, and we have four seniors. And so, you know, I'm excited about them. They're young, they're pups, you know, like a lot of them were 17. They just turned 18. And so they were young even when we signed them, but I'm excited about them. I think we have some great size and they can really shoot it, you know, and we have one kid from London who's 6'8" and has a 7'4" wingspan. Like he has like NBA measurables, like his length is crazy. And he's just a young pup, man. Like he, you know, if he gets to be 6'10", you know, it'd be hard to hold on to him. But, you know, some of the other guys can really shoot it and have some good skills. So I'm excited with what we have coming in and what they can bring to what we already have in the program.
I'm hoping you get to come out here sometime real soon, but we can go out and hang out a little
bit. Me too. I'll be out there.
We gotta get this COVID thing away. We should get out here and take you out to my spots here and eat, get some good food, man. Cause
no doubt, man.
I got spots for days for you, brother. I got them.
I'm gonna put on about 10 pounds when I come out to the A too. So get ready.
Hey, I'll take it to the courts with me. We're gonna hoop as well. Work it off, man.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, man, thanks for your time, buddy. As always, my brother. Hey, best luck to your team against Randy next week, man. I'll be watching the course, buddy. You already know.
Appreciate it, man. Be safe.
See you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.